Kick-off with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, let's talk Liverpool with Jack Sear from Anfield HQ. Morning to you, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Thanks for your company. Let's start with Philip Coutinho. And the rumour mill is going into overdrive. I just Googled his name just to see what the latest story was. Here's the top one that comes up, ESPN. Barcelona awash with cash following their world record sale of Neymar. Have been linked with Coutinho for weeks. Now they believe they have his signature in the bag with a £90 million deal prepared for this week. Is this something that's going to go through, Jack?
I don't think so. No, I really can't see how Liverpool can justify letting him go. I think Klopp said several times this summer that he's going nowhere, and I think he means it. I think they're in a strong position, having tied him down to a new contract sort of midway through last season. You know, maybe this time next year they can reassess things, but I really can't see how they can justify letting him go now. And Klopp said several times that Coutinho is very happy at Liverpool. For all the South American players, I think Barcelona and Real Madrid is the pinnacle, really, isn't it? But I don't think this is the one and only time where Coutinho will get an opportunity to move to Barcelona. I should think if he has a season anything like the one he had last year, which is obviously very likely, then I think Barcelona will definitely be back in for him.
But what we do know is that when Barca or Real Madrid want a player, they don't half bang the drum, do they? They make sure the PR is absolutely gung-ho.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you always see that with when Barcelona are in for players. But I think Klopp, as I said, and the team are in a very strong position. And sounds like Klopp had a good chat with Coutinho in Germany and would have sort of made everything clear to him throughout this summer. So I don't think Coutinho's the sort of player that will, you know, really start banging tables and everything. I think he'll be fairly set of where he is. And Klopp would have probably said what I just said, that, you know, this won't be his only chance to make his move.
How much damage do you think it would do to the team, hypothetically, Jack, if he did leave?
I think it'd be massive, certainly at this stage. Obviously, been planning the whole summer with him. He's only got 3 weeks left of the window now, which is why another reason why I think they couldn't afford to let him leave now, because, as we saw a few years ago, it's hard enough replacing someone like Suarez, but to do it in 3 weeks with so many clubs reluctant to let their best players go, I think it'd be massive. You've seen him play a more central role in the team now and certainly look very influential in pre-season. And as I said, if he can stay fit this season, I really think that he'll be up there with the best players in the league. It wouldn't surprise me to see him get Premier League player of the season, because he looks like he's really stepped up to that world-class level now. And of course, he's a very important player to Liverpool.
I mean, you say world-class, and I think there is that healthy debate that goes on. Some Liverpool fans seem like that. Others say he's not there yet. He doesn't do it consistently enough.
Yeah, I've always sort of thought that up until the start of last season, I thought there were really signs that he was, you know, being very influential for the team, getting goals and assists. You know, he was out for 3 months last season, but his goals and assist tally was still very good. And I think, certainly there's signs that now he's stepping up to that level. And I should think that's why Barcelona are in for him. You know, they've been tracking him for a while. And I think they're seeing now that this is probably a player that is ready to go in there and have an influence. And it's interesting that, you know, they're going for him. You know, it looks like to play that left wing position that Neymar's obviously vacated now. But, you know, I think he's shown at Liverpool that he's, as Klopp says as well, more than comfortable playing in midfield or out wide on the left-hand side as well. So, yeah, you know, I really can't see Liverpool letting him go at this stage, but I would not be surprised if Barcelona come calling again this time next year.
It's worth saying, while we're going overboard in England talking about Coutinho being linked with Barcelona, in France they're going overboard talking about, and Germany as well, talking about Borussia Dortmund's 20-year-old Ousmane Dembélé being linked with Barcelona as well. So there is other players that they're likely to have on their radar.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think Coutinho and Dembélé seem to be the two most heavily linked players, and I think that would be a very good way to replace Neymar. But, you know, I think, Griezmann and players like that have been linked as well. But you're seeing at this stage, you know, Arsenal looking to keep hold of Sanchez, Southampton looking to keep hold of Van Dijk. Everyone wants to keep their best players, and, you know, understandably so, really. I think it's going to be very difficult with 3 weeks left of the window for Barcelona to bring in an adequate replacement. So it'd be interesting to see what happens.
Right, you mentioned Virgil van Dijk. It's been going on for ages, even when Liverpool were accused of tapping up and dragged through the mud. A lot of people still believing it was a deal that could happen. But maybe there's some indicators now that Liverpool are just going to back off completely in this window from a van Dijk.
Yeah, I've never been 100%, you know, convinced that this is a deal that's going to happen. I was the same as Keita, really. I think they are both very difficult deals to complete just because of, you know, the selling clubs and the positions they're in. Van Dijk, I think, signed a six-year contract not so long ago. And yeah, it's difficult. There's quotes in the Echo I see from Klopp today saying that potentially doesn't even need to sign a centre-back. I should think he is on the lookout for one, but it was always going to be difficult with Van Dijk, I think, and even more so after what happened in June with the apology statement and everything. And you can understand, really, in some ways, why Southampton are especially to Liverpool, having, you know, Liverpool have cherry-picked their best players for the last few years now. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. Obviously, 3 weeks left. I can understand why Klopp is holding out for Van Dijk. He's obviously the man he really wants. And you know, I don't think he wants to settle for, you know, he doesn't just want to buy for the sake of it. He's at the stage now where, with Champions League football and stuff, he feels that he needs to add, you know, quality and real quality. But is you know, Matip, Lovren, Klavan, Gomez going to be enough for a Champions League campaign as well? We'll have to see. But yeah, I think they'll keep trying with Van Dijk, but they're obviously going to have to tread very carefully.
I think most Liverpool fans just want to see some consistency across the back four as well, because for that position, I mean, you're going back years, aren't you, to find just even two centre halves who just played consistently. I think we'd all just like to see something settle there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Klopp has always had a fair amount of faith in Matip and Lovren, but it's keeping them fit, as you say, and especially with Champions League now and more games. And Klopp said that he thinks that, you know, so-called defensive problems at Liverpool is more of a collective and team effort rather than any individuals or just the back four in general. So, you know, it's worth remembering that Klopp works with these players today, and he knows what he's doing. I've got, you know, a lot of faith in him to get things right. And I think you can see throughout pre-season that we are improving. And I've seen some people sort of on Twitter and that calling this, you know, transfer window disastrous, but I think Mohamed Salah in particular is going to be an incredibly good signing. I think, you know, that could turn out to be one of the best attacking signings in the Premier League. You look at his stats last season for Roma, both goals and assists. I think he was in double figures, and for I think he got one in two, really, goals wise, and for a winger, that's very impressive. So, yeah, I'm fairly relaxed about it, and I think, you know, as I say, Klopp works with these players every day, and he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, give us your 11 for the starting game of the season against Watford.
Yeah, it's difficult. Obviously, with Hoffenheim a few days later, it'll be interesting to see how much Klopp rotates this season. But I think you've got to go with Mignolet in goal. Finished the season very well. I'd go with Alexander-Arnold at right back. He looks like a player who's coming on all the time. I did wonder whether he'd go with Gomez there, especially because Watford, you know, quite a tall side, very physical. But I think Alexander-Arnold's probably done enough to justify a place there. Matip and Lovren, if they're both fit for centre-back. Left-back's one of the question marks. You know, Klopp's really been talking up the form of Moreno. I'd personally go with Milner. I think he's just a bit more reliable. Well, a lot more reliable than Moreno defensively. Midfield, Henderson, I'd go with Wijnaldum and Coutinho as well in as the midfield three. And then that front three that looked very dangerous against Bayern of Salah, Mane and Firmino. But, I half wonder whether Klopp might leave Mane out and save him for Hoffenheim. You know, he's only been back for a couple of weeks, and I'm not sure whether he'll start both games. So, you know, he's got the option now to maybe chop and change a bit more. So it'll be interesting to see how he rotates with the European games this season.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.